Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all!
Welcome!
And happy International Women's Day, baby!
Yes, Chewy, and speaking of international women, Meghan Markle was interviewed by Oprah last night.
Oh, yeah.
And we got so much to unpack. We are going to delve into it.
Yes, and did Jason Sudeikis go wild in his Critics' Choice Awards speech?
Plus, Andrew Freund sits down with Jennifer Garner and the cast of the new movie, Yes Day.
Heidi and Frank will join us in a bit, so let's get it, honey. What you got there, Miss Brad?
All right, y'all. Last night was the much-anticipated Oprah interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yes.
You would say it. And let me tell y'all something. It did not disappoint.
No.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex revealed that they left the UK due to racism and vicious attacks from the UK press.
It was so
bad that Meghan had suicidal thoughts. She and Harry asked for help, but the powers that be denied their request.
Wow.
Also, people in the royal family were worried about how dark their son Archie's skin might be.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord, that is too much. But on a happier note, y'all, they also shared that the baby girl is on the way. Yes, and she is due sometime this summer.
Aww.
So, Portia, were you surprised to hear everything that they experienced, especially what Meghan went through?
You know what? I think that hearing her say it was more surprising than hearing that she had to go through it. I think that was probably all of our first thought when we thought about an African-American divorcee being married into the royal family. It's like a concern.
Right.
Like, is she going to be accepted? So now to hear that she went through all this is just absolutely terrible. And especially when you talk about mental health, like, I don't understand why they didn't take that serious.
It makes me feel bad because I make a lot of jokes about Meghan being from Compton. And you know, her being a Compton girl. But to see how the tabloids used that against her and called her hood and from Compton, I just felt like, gosh. Yeah. And then she said she never left the house. They didn't let her leave.
Right.
She couldn't go anywhere. So she was isolated from
her family,
from her friends.
And can you guys imagine the fact that this was a young boy who not only had his mother, he experienced her love and who she was. The world loved and enjoyed his mother, and he knew what she went through, and now he said he feared the same fate.
Right.
Like, that's it's an incredible thing. I hope after this interview they go back into private life and just, now that we know what it is, we got you back, but just don't be in the press no more, because they got to be protected.
No, they can't do that, Portia.
Why?
They can't do that. Harry said that he has to do this stuff now
because
he supports his family.
Yeah.
He's not getting paid. He was only left where Princess Diana left him. They cut him off from money financially.
So he has
to do streaming and do press to get paid.
And I heard that Joaquin offered him a job on Dish Nation, so he might be co-hosting with us.
Hey!
All right, there was so many revelations in the interview, and it brought out lots and lots of emotions. I know it did in my home. And Sherry, you even tweeted how Harry seems like a great husband. Can you read your tweet and tell us how you felt?
I do. I was so emotional over Prince Harry because I said every woman should dream for a husband like Prince Harry. When he saw the institution he was born into, putting the life of his family and wife, Meghan Markle, in danger, he stopped being the prince and he became her knight in shining armor. That right there, because that was a brave move. He got cut off from everything.
It was.
He protected his family. When Oprah asked him to share who exactly said what they said, he wouldn't do it.
He
said no, and I respected that.
Now, listen, of course, some people, they actually were able to have fun with this whole interview and create some memes. So Jada Pinkett Smith stepped in there with her meme of the Red Table Talk, baby.
That was funny.
They said she tweeted him, said she needed to bring myself to the Red Table Talk. So Gary, no cake. That queen should be at the Red Table Talk.
You know what? To be honest with you, Portia, I don't think so. No matter how much the queen did some dirt and how we feel about her, the queen is too grand to be going to sit at some red table. So I don't think she should.
Well, not everybody felt bad for Meghan because former Real Housewife of New York star Bethany Frankel tweeted before even watching the interview, y'all. She said, cry me a river, and said Meghan went from being a fairly unknown actress to being a household name with Oprah on speed dial. But after that, watch the interview. Oh, did I say Sorry. But after she watched the interview, because it's International Women's Day, but you know in any language. But after she watched the interview, she must have felt a little bad because she tweeted, "Emotional distress and racism must feel suffocating and powerless. I'm a polarizing, unfiltered, flawed person with a voice. I'm sorry if it hurt or offended you." So, Chewy, what do you think of Bethany Frankel's apology? Cry me a river. What do you think about it?
Yo, these celebrities, I hate the apologies they put out when they get caught or called out on social media. I absolutely hate it. Bethany needs to go somewhere and go have a skinny margarita and stop being so bitter. And but it's like we could say the same thing about Bethany when she was crying about her divorce in her penthouse in Manhattan. It's like the same thing. Like, cry us a river, Bethany. You have a great life.
Well, y'all, the Meghan and Harry interview wasn't the only thing on TV last night, okay? It was also the Critics' Choice Awards. The comedy series Ted Lasso, starring Jason Sudeikis, won 3 awards. And during one of his acceptance speeches, Jason thanked his ex, Olivia Wilde. Check it out.
I want to thank my kids, Otis and Daisy. I want to thank their mom, Otis and Daisy's mom, Olivia, who had the initial idea to do this as a TV show.
But Sherry, are you surprised that he thanked Olivia, the mother of his kids?
No, not because he said Olivia told him to take the role. So, you know, that's a big deal. I think if somebody, you know, is helping you do something, go ahead and give them their props. Mm-hmm. They didn't make it, but because he's getting 3 awards because Olivia told him to take it. He could have been doing something else.
It's a little bit of shade in there, though, because we didn't need you to tell us that she was the mother of your children. We know exactly who Olivia Wilde is, okay? He had to say the mother of his children. She is also Olivia, all right? The very well-known actress.
All right, Heidi, girl, it seems like Madonna, honey, is being mentioned in a 20-year-old beef. Heidi, what's the tea, girl?
Yeah, that's right, Gary. Well, this is some old beef that's been reheated. You're going to really like this. This may be one of the longest feuds.
I love reheated old beef.
This might be one of the longest feuds in Hollywood. This is Rupert Everett and Madonna. Now, they did a movie back in 2001 called The Next Best Thing, and they've been at odds since then, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, for 20-some years. Now, it was a box office flop. So in 2006, Rupert released his autobiography, Red Carpets and Other Banana Skins, where he referred to Madge, Madonna, as Satan, a she-man, and an old whiny barmaid.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Pretty bad.
Isn't that your description of yourself on Instagram?
I was just going to say, that's pretty much what Frank calls me on a daily basis. So, well, now, in a recent interview with Piers Morgan, the actor claims all those terms were compliments. This is what he said.
Okay.
She was really charming. That wasn't meant to be rude, actually.
Because I've noticed that in the entire career that we've been together, Heidi's never complimented me once. I sing her praises all the time.
Oh, I hear about it all the time.
No, you don't. So now I'm giving you the floor, Heidi.
Okay.
You're a national television show here to give me a compliment once in your life.
This is Frank Kramer is a very passionate,
hardworking
performer.
Generous performer?
With who?
Oh, come on.
You're Satan. I mean that in the best possible way. Love you.
I'm Satan Gmail. Coming up later in the show, Jennifer Garner is on Dish Nation. Stick around.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Woo! Welcome back.
Whoa.
So, Gary, I hear you about to spill the tea. What is it?
Child, let me tell you, Sherry, honey, my poor niece, baby, this girl is just lost, y'all, honey. Now, I'm talking about you, darling Portia Williams, honey. Yes, you. Now, I'm going to explain it all, y'all, honey, in my Real Housewives of Atlanta report, y'all. So here's last night, y'all, Portia drove all the way, baby, I mean all the way past Zumanda, honey, to meet the ladies, honey, at a pumpkin patch. Now, but somehow, honey, your sense of direction, Portia, darling, or your GPS, honey, was just off, y'all. Let's take a look.
I put the address into my GPS, and apparently, I've literally driven an hour out of the way, and I'm just supposed to be going, like, 45 minutes. I didn't even know where I was until I had passed, like, 2 outlet malls. I seen cows and stuff, Oz, Narnia. Like, what the hell? Where is this pumpkin patch?
That's why I don't use GPS.
Okay, so what happened was I had it in my phone, right? And my phone died. So I was like, oh, Okay, no charger. Oh, I'm going to put it in the car. Put it in the car, honey, but the zip code has to be exact, of course. That thing took me all. You know where Macon, Georgia is, girl. Girl, I was headed past Macon, Georgia.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, no. Girl, now some of the other ladies left, honey, except for Miss Drew, Shamia, and Marlo, girl. So how do y'all, I mean, how did you feel about that? I mean, with all the other girls, you said, the hell with you.
I mean, it was late, y'all. They had been out there at least since about 2. I didn't get there till like, eight?
But you know why I would have left Portia? Because Portia already said, because you've already said, if we had a nightclub and I can't get you in, bye.
Sharon, that's my past. Good. I don't live there anymore, Sherry. I don't live there.
Okay.
I'm under new management, okay? I would never do my friends and cousins like that.
Well, y'all, moving on. Nicolas Cage has done it again, y'all. He done got married for the 5th time. Yeah. Oh my God. Now, y'all remember his last marriage in 2019 only lasted for 4 days. Okay. But Nicolas said he is very happy. Damn. And Nick, who is 57 years old, met his wife, Rico, who is only 26 years old, in Japan shortly after ending his last marriage. And they've been together ever since then, y'all. So Nick proposed to Rico via FaceTime and had her engagement ring FedExed to her in Japan. What y'all think, Sherry?
Just from the fact that he is FaceTimed a marriage proposal and FedEx her ring, he don't even care no more.
Send me my damn ring in the mail. I could care less about you putting
that's
it on my finger.
Gary,
long as that girl is real, be sending in the mail.
But if the roles were reversed, say if it was a woman that was 57 and a young man that was 22, 23, would you guys be okay with that?
My biggest fear is that I will get with a young man, he will take me home to his family, and his mother gonna go, was I in English class with you? My biggest fear.
Like, oh, my God. All right, Frank, so I've been loving the HelloFresh meal kit delivery service. And you know what? I hear that you have a great deal for our viewers to try it out.
I know you love this company, too. And Heidi, you know, we both love food. But we don't like grocery shopping that much. It's too much work.
Grocery shopping is just too hard.
But there is a solution, and it's been really enjoyable. It's HelloFresh. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning, and I get to enjoy cooking again and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. They offer 10 to 20-minute meals, low-prep recipes, and quick breakfasts and lunches, perfect for our busy schedule.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
I made this gourmet meal, this meatloaf. It was like I made the ketchup and the balsamic vinegar. And these green beans and mashed potatoes. It was fantastic.
Okay, listen, I'm sold. How do I sign up for HelloFresh? I want to do this.
Well, Heidi, go to HelloFresh.com/12dish. Now, why is the code 12dish? Because you get 12 free meals plus free shipping. So that's HelloFresh/12dish. That is the code to get the free meals. 12dish, America's number one meal kit.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am in the Yes Day virtual wheel room getting ready to take on a challenge and interview Jennifer Garner, Edgar Ramirez, and the cast of Yes Day coming to Netflix. And you know what? I just hit the wild card. This should be interesting.
Who's ready for Yes Day?
Ellie wants to do your hair and makeup.
I have a vision.
Yes. I'm glad you're using your watercolors.
What do we do? One word, two letters, and oh. Windows down!
This is gonna be awesome!
Sure!
You are going down!
See, I'm not always a fun killer.
There's no way you guys are gonna make it throughout the whole day.
All right, guys, so I am taking the Yes Challenge. I spun the wheel. And I received the wild card. So from this point on, everything I do or say will be done in song.
Oh, Jen, sweet Jen, my Sydney Bristow. When was the last time you stepped out of your comfort zone and said yes?
Well, Andrew, I'll tell you, I have a lot of discomfort because I've been in quarantine for 14 days.
Oh, Jen, I didn't know you were going to sing with me. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Edgar.
You're welcome.
drawing.
Edgar, talented Edgar, I see your beard is growing back. But the question I want to know, you depict a bilingual family in this film. How rewarding was it for you to do so?
Well, dear Andrew, I think that it's very important to tell stories that reflect the world we live in.
That was amazing, Edgar. Jenna, what was it like to teach Edgar Ramirez to twerk?
Teaching Edgar Ramirez to twerk was a dream of mine that I didn't know existed. I don't know why I'm speaking like this. I was just serenaded, so I feel like so emotional. I could almost cry. Oh my God, what a fun time. I mean, he killed it. He could have taught me for all I know. He was very into it, almost too into it. He was ready, he was on top of it. He came into rehearsals with heat, but it was nice yelling directions at him because he's really great at making himself look ridiculous while also having a good time.
Jenna, thank you, Jenna, for this time. I love singing to you.
Honestly, hearing you speak, it's like music to my ears. You just have such a beautiful voice. I really, really enjoyed this.
Oh my God, I can't sing worth girl, but you know what?
Never forget this, ever. So thank you.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms, at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. If you're looking for a 5-star hotel, I'm going to do you one better. Soon, the opportunity to vacation in a galaxy far, far away will be available. Yes, a company called Orbital Assembly plans to have humanity's first space hotel fully operational by 2027.
Wow.
It will include amenities such as themed restaurants.
Wow.
Do you need a themed restaurant in space?
Yeah, in space? You know, what kind of theme?
Wow. Yeah,
can I get like a pirate themed restaurant? It's like, no, this is space. Okay, anyway. They're also going to have a concert venue and earth viewing lounges and bars.
Oh, wow.
So who's down to go to the space hotel?
I'm in. You know, this is better than a 5-star. This is a million star hotel.
It's hilarious.
It's a 2-drink glob minimum.
Can you imagine though, Frank, you with your wife and you making love looking out the window of space? That's like got to be such a, like, just.
I can't
experience.
Imagine making love to my wife on Earth.
I would be so excited because I want to know, could I do stand-up comedy at a comedy club in space?
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They got a venue.
How you doing? I mean, I would just like be so
No, you do cool. things like this. You'd be like, Sherry, you'd be like this. Hey, man, I think from up here on this stage, I can see Uranus.
I love it.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.